We'll have a scripture reading. 小朋友可以过去。Kids can go to the other side.Our scripture reading is in Numbers chapter 11, verses 1 to 15. 读经是在民数记11章1至15节。我们会先读英文，跟着一会读中文。We'll read the English first and then the Chinese. I will read the odd verse and then the congregation read the even verse. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord. And when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp.So that place was called Taberah, because fire from the Lord had burned among them. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic.The manna was like coriander seed and looked like resin. When the dew settled on the camp at night, the manna also came down.He asked the Lord, Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, Give us meat to eat.If this is how we are going to treat me, put me to death right now, if I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin. 民数记十一章一至十五节。人民发怨言，恶声达到耶和华的耳中。耶和华听见了，就发烈怒。耶和华的火就在他们中间焚烧，烧毁了营地的边界。就称那地方作比拉，因为耶和华的火曾在他们中间焚烧。我们记得在埃及的时候，可以不花钱吃鱼，还有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱和蒜。这玛拿仿佛原西子。又好像珍珠，夜间雾水降在营上的时候，玛拿也随着降下来。摩西对耶和华说，你为什么苦待你的仆人？为什么我没有在你面前蒙恩呢？竟把管理这人民的重担全放在我身上呢？我从哪里得肉给这人民吃呢？因为他们都向我哭着说，你给我们肉吃吧。你既然这样待我，如果我在你面前蒙恩，求你把我杀了，免得我看见自己的苦楚。 今日是林牧师讲道，咁咧Sarah 会帮你翻译。Pastor will preach, contagious. Sarah will translate for us.
Okay. 你認識這個太太嗎？是我們的客座的翻譯員。翻譯。
Okay, I will be the translator for him.
今天講到的題目是傳染。
Today my sermon title is contagious.
或者當你想到傳染的時候，你想到傳染病。
When you think of contagious, you probably think of disease.
流感可能是最容易傳染給人的疾病。
One of the most contagious diseases is influenza.
視乎你怎樣打一次啊，如果你有流感的時候，如果你打到這樣呢？如果你打一次呢，可以通常將個病菌傳到去六尺遠。
A person with the flu can spread the virus to other people up to 6 feet away, depending on how you sneeze.
以前在香港就教你打嗤的時候就掩住嘴。
Well, in Hong Kong, they teach you when you sneeze, you cover your mouth.
那你不要跟人握手啊。
So don't shake your hand.
你到美國呢，他們就不是了，他們打嗤就是這樣，嗤，在手臂上。
But in America, they teach you to sneeze, you sneeze with your elbow.
你不要跟他紅袍啊。
So don't hurt him.
在流感的季節的時候，很難幸免不被人傳染。
Well, it's hard to avoid infections in flu season.
一個家人有流感的時候，整家人都會感染到。
When one family member has flu, the whole family has it.
如果在工作的地方有個同事有感冒的時候、流感的時候，所有在同佢一齊辦公的同事都會有交叉感染的機會。
When your co-worker has flu, everyone in the office also shares the virus.
將流感傳俾其他人，可能係一件壞事，因為你叫人哋病生病。
Passing the flu to other people is bad because it causes others to get sick.
咁有冇諗過將呢個打喊路傳俾人係好事定壞事啊
？How about passing yawns, a bad thing or a good thing?
打喊路原來都係好極高度嘅傳染喎。
Yawning is highly contagious.
啊，咁有人咧就示範啦。咁咧，當一啲將一啲嘅啊一有個研究咧，將一啲打喊路嘅影片咧投射喺個大型光幕嗰度，發現咧有一半嘅觀眾咧都開始打喊路。
When videos yawning were shown on screen, one study found that around about half of the viewers will begin yawning.
有一個研究咧就發現咯，如果你同有啲人咧係感情上越親密咧，佢哋打喊路咧你就越容易受到感染，一齊嚟到打喊路。
Another study also indicated that the closer you are to the people emotionally, the more likely that you will also catch the yawn.
當我寫呢個講道嘅題目嘅呢個講道嘅時候，睇到呢個細蚊仔打喊路，我自己都打喊路。
When I prepare my sermon, when I saw the baby that yawns, I also start yawning.
因為佢好似好舒服。
It seems like he's so comfortable.
如果喺我哋呢一度有人開始打喊路嘅時候，可能我哋好多人都會跟住嚟到打喊路。
So if right now if someone start yawning, maybe a lot of us catch the yawns.
但我諗神唔係幾喜歡睇到一班打喊路嘅會眾喺教會裏面。
I suppose God would not be happy to see a group of dozing people at church.
人傳人打喊路可能係一種我哋自己唔能夠控制到嘅一啲身體嘅反射。
Well, contagious yawning may be considered as a reflex that we cannot control.
或者你有冇諗過，原來投訴都可以人傳人呢一回事咧
？But how about complaining? It can be contagious too.
投訴原來都係好高度有傳染性嘅，就好似流感同埋打喊路一樣。
So like flu and yawning, complaining can be highly contagious.
當一個人去投訴嘅時候，好多人就開始埋怨。
When one complains, many start grumbling.
人傳人嘅投訴可以喺屋企出現，可以喺你工作嘅單位出現，可以喺教會出現，可以喺社會出現。
Contagious complaining can happen in the family, in the workplace, in church, and also in society.
好多人都容易俾其他人嘅投訴嚟到影響到。
Many people are vulnerable to contagious complaining.
我不知道你會不會同意睇得到喺我哋周圍嘅實在有太多嘅事情，太多嘅人 令到我哋不滿意，以致到我哋都變成一個好中意投訴嘅人。
So do you agree with me that there are just so too many things and too many people that can make us to complain？
喺香港咧，有啲電台嘅節目係即場現場咧嚟到接收人嘅電話，啲人打入嚟嘅電話係十分之受歡迎嘅。
In Hong Kong, some phone-in radio programs are very popular.
好多人咧打電話入去咧就發表意見，大肆嚟到批評，大發牢騷。
Well, many people make phone calls to radio stations to express their opinions, criticism, and also their frustrations.
佢哋投訴啲高官，投訴啲政策唔好，投訴啲政客，投訴啲有錢人，投訴啲大陸遊客。
They complain about the high-rank officials, the government policies, the politicians, the rich, and also the Mandarin-speaking, visitors.
喺呢一種嘅打電話去電台嘅節目，當有人一開始投訴嘅時候，就好有火藥味，就好似點起一場嘅戰爭咁，好多人加入戰團。
Well, complaining the phone-in program sometimes can start ignite a war that gets more and more people involved.
呢種電話嘅打電話入電台嘅節目，英文我哋叫做封煙啦。大家咧以前喺香港所稱就叫做封煙節目，意味住封煙四起。
So the phone-in program in Hong Kong is simply translated as the beacon program that signals the warfare, start just like in the old days.
我唔知道你認唔認為自己係一個好中意投訴嘅人。
I don't know if you consider yourself a complainer.
我知道我自己係。
Well, I know I am.
咁我點解會知咧
？How would I know？
我啲仔女咁中意話我咧，你又咁中意投訴，我太太又話你咁中意投訴。
My children, my wife, they told me that I love to complain.
當人嘅感情或者個情感受到損害嘅時候，佢會投訴。
When people's feelings get hurt, they complain.
當你嘅細蚊仔做一啲事，但係佢哋你唔中意嘅，你又會投訴。
When your children do not do what you want or what they supposed to do, then you complain.
當你太太講一啲嘢你唔中意聽嘅時候，你會投訴。
Maybe when your wife says something that you don't want to hear, then you complain.
當人係觸摸住到我哋嘅神經嘅時候，我哋好厭煩嘅時候，我哋會埋怨。
When someone gets to our nerves, then it is hard for us not to complain or grumble.
佢有吹嘅投訴就好似水一樣，既能覆舟，亦能載舟。
Well, interestingly, complaint is like water that can float a boat or overturn it.
投訴可以係好有建設性，亦都可以完全冇建設性。
Complaining can be either constructive or unconstructive.
如果我今日送你翻屋企嘅時候，你投訴係你架車嗰啲座位都唔係真皮嘅，又冇建設性嘅投訴。
So if I give you a ride home and you complain that my car, the seat is not leather, then this complaint is unconstructive.
但如果我車你翻屋企，你投訴話我一路開車一路打電話同埋煲粥嘅時候，這是一個有建設性嘅投訴。
Well, but if you complain that I should not talk on the phone while driving, then this complaint is constructive.
但基於我哋每一個人都係活喺呢個群體嘅生活，似乎投訴好難去避免。
Since all of us are social beings, I believe no one can avoid complaining.
有時我哋去投訴人，有時我哋又俾人去投訴。
Sometimes we complain about other people, but sometimes we become the target of complaints.
冇建設性嘅投訴可以傷害一個人，可以摧毀一個家庭，可以分裂教會。
Unconstructive complaining can harm a person, destroy a family, or divide the church.
喺呢個充滿投訴嘅世界裏邊，究竟我哋做信徒嘅我應該點做
？So what should we do in the world of complaining？
如果你已經係一個好中意發脾氣、好中意發牢騷嘅人、好中意投訴嘅人，你又應該點做
？So if you are already a grumbler, what should you do？
今天我们来读这个民数记十一章。
Today we will read the book of Numbers, chapter 11.
我们去看一些没建设性人传人的投诉，我们怎样去来到面对他们，怎样去找解决的方法。
And we will find some antidotes for contagious and constructive complaining.
首先我们来看投诉的基础。
First, let's look at the ground of, or the foundation of complaining.
在民数记十一章的时候，一开始的时候第一节就掀起这个故事的序幕，他那里这样说，众百姓发怨言。
The first verse in chapter 11 of Numbers sets the stage for the story, and it said, now the Israelites were complaining.
那些以色列人很大声去投诉，投诉了很久，很令人厌烦，神都一一听得很清楚。
The Israelites were complaining so loud, so long, and so irritatingly that God heard it all.
究竟这帮人有什么不妥呢？
So what was wrong with these people?
以致到佢哋咁多投訴。
Why do they complain so much?
事實上，佢哋 在三日前他们在西乃山，曾经他们在那里西乃山的时候，他们很兴奋很开心。
Well, actually, just 3 days ago at Mount Sinai, they were very excited, elated.
在西乃山的时候，神应许他们说带他们去一个乐园，亲自带他们去，在乐园里面可以过着丰盛的生活，可以休养生息。
There in Mount Sinai, God promised them to bring them personally to a paradise where they would enjoy abundance and rest.
啊，咁三日前佢哋就好开心啊，好开心，好有胜利感咁喺沙漠里面向前走。
So just 3 days ago, they marched happily and triumphantly to the desert, in the desert.
咁三日后之后，佢哋开始投诉，咁佢哋投诉啲乜嘢？有咩理由去投诉
？So 3 days later, they start to complain. So what are the reasons of the complaint?
英文圣经啊有讲，中文圣经啊就冇讲啊。其实个投诉，佢哋投诉系好辛苦。
Well, you can see that in the English version, they give you the reason, but in the Chinese version, they didn't. And the reason of it is hardship.
辛苦，圣经冇话到系咩原因佢哋咁辛苦。
In the Bible does not say what kind of hardship.
一个辛苦嘅事情就系你觉得唔中意嘅嘢咪辛苦咯，你唔觉得唔开心嘅嘢咪辛苦咯。
A hardship can be anything that you simply don't like or you feel unhappy with.
你可能唔中意今日嘅天气，你话好辛苦。
Well, if you don't like the weather, it can be a hardship.
你唔中意，你可以话你唔中意我讲道嘅，你觉得好辛苦。
If you don't like my sermon, it can be a hardship.
你唔中意而家嘅自己嘅处境嘅时候，你觉得辛苦。
So also, if you don't like your situation right now, it can be a hardship.
嗱，我哋读圣经嘅时候，我哋要留意神冇应承呢一班以色列人话带佢哋去应许之地嘅时候，唔会有辛苦嘅。
But please notice that God never promised the Israelites that there will be no hardships on the road to the promised land.
同样，我哋做基督徒嘅时候，神冇应许我哋话你过你嘅基督徒生命嘅时候冇辛苦。
So likewise, if you are a Christian, God never promised you that there will be no hardship in your life.
呢班以色列人喺沙漠行咗三日，佢哋嘅辛苦会唔会真系由于好疲劳咧
？For the Israelites, they marched in the desert for 3 days, so their hardship could it be fatigue?
三日，你以为行咗好远啊？佢行咗8里啊
！Actually, they only walked 8 miles in 3 days.
三日之后就扎营啦。
And then they start they pitch tents for resting.
所以辛苦唔应该系因为佢哋好疲劳。
So their hardship could not be weariness.
似乎你读圣经嘅时候，佢哋嘅投诉系冇基础。
When you read the Bible, it seems that their complaint has no ground at all.
有冇谂过好多时候我哋投诉都系冇基础？
So do you think that sometimes our complaints are also ungrounded?
啊，例如有一日咧，你啊好开心一路睇电视，或者咧拿住个报纸啊弹紧啲新闻。
Well, like for example, one day you are watching a TV or reading like news in the newspaper.
啊，忽然间咧个电话响。
And suddenly the phone rings.
然后咧你个太太或者你个丈夫或者你阿妈你阿爸喺厨房里边大嗌出嚟。
So maybe your spouse, your parents, or your children shouts from the kitchen.
用佢啲电话。
Why don't you pick up the phone？
啊，咁你就心里咪好唔开心，啊，中文话好唔锯，于是乎你就发怨言，我好忙啊，你咪冇咁烦啊。
And then you feel unhappy, and then you begin to grumble, and then say, I'm busy, you know, I don't have time. Why are you so annoying？
呢度俾我哋睇到，如果冇建设性嘅投诉，对于人与人之间嘅关系系冇乜好，冇乜帮助。
So complaining without grounds, is unconstructive to a relationship。
啊，你投诉冇基础嘅理由。只是按照我们自己的心情的时候，你会发觉对人与人之间的关系是没什么好建设。
So when you can see that complaining just only depends on your mood, sometimes you know, it can destroy your relationship, it's not constructive at all.
一班的以色列人不单止投诉辛苦，在另一个场合他们投诉不吃食物不好。
Not only do the Israelites complain about hardships, they also complain about food in another occasion.
在第二个投诉里面是记载在第四节，我就这样说，中文的圣经说，嘿，谁给肉我们吃啊？
Well, the second complaint started in verse 4, and it says, if only we had meat to eat.
他们投诉没肉吃啊。
They complain that they have no meat.
你想想这些什么投诉来的？
What kind of complaint is this?
你的投诉是不是合情合理呢？
Was this complaint reasonable, legitimate?
当他们仍然在埃及做奴隶的时候，这班以色列人，可能他们每天看到埃及人在桌上吃着猪扒，吃着牛扒。
When the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, they probably saw the Egyptians eating a lot of pork or beef, you know, every day.
但是奴隶去食肉是一个非常偶然的一件事情。
But for them, a slave to have meat, it is very uncommon.
哇，现在沙漠里面，牛扒、猪扒梗系搵唔到啦，连一只老鼠你都可能搵唔到。但系竟然佢哋而家忽然间好渴望食肉。
Now in the desert, they could hardly find animal or anything, or even a rat, they couldn't find it. Now they crave for meat.
他们投诉说自己那个生活那个生命忽然间变得很凄凉，因为没有肉食，因为缺少了一些的东西。
Well, they complain that their lives become miserable just because of something that they don't have.
很多时候我们的埋怨，我们的投诉都是说我们得不到一些东西。
Oftentimes, we also complain for something that we do not have.
我们投诉我们的生命变得很凄凉，因为我们没有一些东西。
We complain that our life is miserable because we lack something.
我们投诉我们的生命很凄凉，因为人家有我们没有。
Well, we complain that, you know, we do not have something that the others have.
啊、你听下我哋自己嘅投诉系点不样
？Well, listen to our complaints.
啊，嗰啲读紧书嘅学生，佢哋会话：啊，如果能够喺哈佛大学读就好啦，我就会好快乐。
Like some college students, they may complain, I would be happy if I could study at Harvard.
啊，嗰啲咧，好似我哋啲中年嗰啲就话：如果我退休嘅时候有$100,000喺我个银行户口嘅时候，我就会好开心、好快乐。
So for some retirees, then you would say, if I would be happy if I could have $1,000,000 in my retirement account.
我的生命会变得很完美，如果我有这一样就好了。
You would say, my life would be perfect if I had this or that.
你投诉你得不到那些是没有建设性的，而且阻碍了你向前走。
So complaining about something you don't have is unconstructive and it prevents you from moving on.
我们埋怨，哎呀，我都没有这些东西的时候，会阻碍我们向前走。
When we complain something that we don't have, it will stop us from moving on.
第五節講到呢班以色列人繼續投訴啲食物。
Okay, in verse 5, the Israelites continue to complain about food.
啊，佢話我哋記得啊，我哋記得，好記得喺埃及嘅時候咧，唔使花錢，一毫子都唔使有魚食。我哋又記得有黃瓜食，有西瓜，有韭菜，有呢個葱，有呢個蒜頭。
We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that at no cost.Also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic.
今次他們沒有說錯，他們埃及的時候真的有免費魚食的，那你可以去到河流那裡自己釣咯。
It is true that they could eat fish for free in Egypt because they could fish.
也可能他們沒有說錯的，就是說他們可以吃到各種的蔬菜，因為你自己可以去種地，去耕地來種菜。
It is also true that they could eat a variety of vegetables since they could grow all these by themselves.
但現在是沙漠啊，这些鱼和菜都是属于过去的。
But now in deserts, in the desert, all these fish and vegetables, they were all belong to the past.
过去他们可能吃到这个尼罗河钓到的游水鱼，或者自己种的有机的蒜头，但是当时的奴隶生活仍然。
Even though they could eat tasty fish from the Nile River and fresh organic garlic from the ground,But their lives in a slave just in the past, they were still miserable.
但而家佢哋好似唔記得咗嗰啲凄涼嘅日子，淨係記得嗰啲好好食嘅嘢，而將美化，將過去嚟到美化咗。
But now they forgot about their misery, and instead they romanticized the past.
其實佢哋係藉住美化過去嚟到投訴我而家嘅處境比以前仲衰。
They by romanticizing the past, they actually complained that their present situation was somehow even worse than before.
有冇試過當你唔開心嘅時候，覺得而家唔好嘅時候，你就走去美化啊？過去真係好。
Do you agree that when we are in distress, we would like to romanticize the past?
喺你嘅人生裏面，你講過幾多次話過去實在比而家更好
？So how many times in your lives have you said it used to be better in the past?
我哋教會過去啊，因為邊某人喺度嘅時候，實在比而家更好。
Some will say, "Well, our church used to be better when so and so was here."
我單身嘅時候啊，我嘅生活啊，比而家更開心。
I used to be happier when I was single.
我未做呢份工嘅時候啊，我嘅身體比而家更加健康。
I used to be healthier before I took this job.
美化過去係冇辦法改善你而家嘅現狀。
So romanticizing the past does not help improve your current situation.
但你唔好以為呢班以色列人投訴成物完喎，佢哋仲未完嘅喎，喺第六節繼續投訴。
Well, the Israelites they complained about the past, but they didn't stop there. They still continued their complaint in verse 6.
啊，佢哋話我哋食呢個午餐晚餐都係同一樣嘢，就係瑪拿。
They complained that we have manna only for food for all meals.
食到我哋已經係冇曬胃口啊。
Now we have lost our appetite.
咁究竟瑪拿有咩唔妥咧
？So what's wrong with manna?
在圣经里面七到九节，摩西就系话： 去形容呢啲瑪拿。
From verse 7 to 9, Moses described the manner.
啊，摩西咧寫到咧，嗱呢啲瑪拿咧就好似啲軟碎子咁，又好似係珍珠咁靚。
Well, Moses described it the look of manna like a round in shape and colored like a pearl.
啊，你記住佢哋食咗三日嘅啫。
Well, remember they have only ate it for 3 days.
然後摩西話：你將啲瑪拿喺個鍋裏邊煮成個餅嘅時候，好食過你披薩啦，好好味㗎。
And also when the manna was baked, it tastes good.
呢啲瑪拿神特別有營養嘅食物，嚟到俾呢一班以色列人喺沙漠裏面嚟到生存，嚟到保持健康。
Manna was a special food provided by God to keep the Israelites healthy in the desert。
啊，你睇下呢班以色列人，佢哋有乜理由去投訴啲瑪拿唔對胃口啊？因為咧係獨孤一味。
Well, you can see that the Israelites they really did not have any reason to complain about the manna。
佢哋要攻擊神冇供應各式各樣嘅食物。
They just want to attack God for didn't give them enough varieties in the daily supply。
有時我哋都好似呢一班以色列人咁樣，中意發怨言，我哋埋怨我哋而家所擁有嘅，我哋唔滿足唔滿意。
We sometimes just like the grumbling Israelites. We complain about what we already have and we never satisfy。
啊，你有冇聽過有人話我真係好想神咧改變我太太，更加使到佢更加信服？
Someone will complain. I wish God could make my wife more submissive.
有人話我咧好想咧我個丈神咧改變我，以致到佢更加愛我。
Well, someone will say that I wish God can change my husband to love me more.
或者我哋話我好期望神啊，我俾我一份更加好嘅工作。
And I hope God could find me a better job.
有人話我好想我更加美麗、更加健康。
And someone will wish that I to look better, prettier, or healthier.
原來有時當你去投訴你而家所擁有嘅唔好嘅時候，其實會影響到我哋同神嘅關係。
So complaining about something you already have is unconstructive. That will affect our relationship with God.
嚟到呢度嘅時候，或者我哋睇到我哋人好容易會做出一啲冇建設性嘅投訴。
So now we have seen that sometimes we do something that is very unconstructive.
第二次當你想爆發想去投訴嘅時候，或者你嘗試停一停，去諗一諗，究竟你所投訴嗰樣嘢係咪合理，係咪有基礎咧？
So the next time when you want to complain, try to spend a few moments to think about if your complaint is legitimate. Does it have any ground?
你要投訴嗰個問題係咪真係好似你咁嘅睇法嘅咧
？Is the problem you want to complain about is really what it looks like?
你要投訴嘅問題會唔會有更深入嘅一啲嘅問題喺裏面咧
？Or is there a deeper issue?
你會唔會其實就係呢個問題嘅一部分
？Or is it you are part of the problem?
你會唔會其實就係嗰個問題
？Or maybe you are the problem?
如果你發現你嘅投訴係冇基礎，或者我哋去諗，你會唔會應該停止去投訴
？So if you find that your complaint is groundless, maybe you need to stop grumbling。
啊，我哋睇完呢個投訴嘅基礎嘅時候，我哋再睇投訴嗰種傳染性。
Okay, now after learning about the reason for grumbling, let's look at how the contagiousness of the complaining。
喺民數記十一章嘅時候，如果我哋小心去讀呢兩次嘅事件嘅時候，你會發現呢個投訴。嗰種嘅傳染性，嗰種高度性，係令人好驚嘆。
When we read carefully about these two incidents of complaining, chapter 11, you may be surprised by the high contagiousness of complaining.
根據呢個新美國標準聖經版，佢咁樣形容喺第一節嘅時候，佢話：現在眾百姓變得好像那些投訴辛苦的人。
Based on the New American Standard Bible, a literally translated version, verse 1 says, Now the people became like those who complained of adversity.
原來第一次投訴的事件裡面開始的時候，只是有一班一小撮的人在那裡開始投訴辛苦。
So in the first incident, only a few people started to complain of hardship.
我們不知道這一班是什麼人。
We don't know who they are.
或者這個投訴開始的時候，在這個營地那個邊界開始首先爆發。
Maybe the complaint first started up or flared up at the outskirts of the camp.
然後很快就開始傳人，又傳到整個營地裡面所有人都發怨言。
Then quickly, all the people in the camp were infected. They became grumblers too.
原來投訴可以由一小撮人就擴散到很多人，而引致很多人都會叛倒。
So complaining can spread from just a few to many and also causing all to stumble.
你讀第二次投訴事件嘅時候，開始嘅時候第四節話有啲閒雜人開始。
The second incident of complaining started with some rebels, in verse 4.
呢啲閒雜人即係話佢哋唔係以色列人。
So the rebels they were not Israelites.
佢哋唔認識神。
They had no knowledge of God.
你可以話佢哋唔係信徒，唔係信神嘅人。
So you may call them non-believers.
啊，你見到 呢一班以色列人出埃及，哇咁啊咁宏观嘅时候，见到神嘅福气咁大俾佢哋嘅时候，佢哋又照跟，佢哋又跟住啦去啦。
So they follow the Israelites from Egypt, most likely they, because they see they have witnessed God's work among them, then they hope to share the blessings.
呢一班人，呢一班閒雜人，佢哋首先發起去投訴啲食物。
These rebels they start to complain about the food supply.
佢話：我哋要真嘅食物。
We want real food.
我哋有權去選擇我哋嘅食物。
We have right to choose our food.
好快，所有啲人就開始喺營地裏面。就一樣咁樣嚟到投訴。喺聖經裏面話到，佢哋每人站喺嗰個帳棚，即係自己住嘅地方嘅門口，喺度哭號。
Very soon, all the Israelites in the camp they start wailing at the entrance of their tents.
唔單止投訴，仲要喊。
They not only they complain, they even wail, they cry.
投訴，你睇到可以由一啲非信徒擴散到信神嘅人，引致有忠心嘅人。信神的人亦都會伴道。
You can see that complaining can spread from the non-believers to the believers of God, causing even the faithful ones to stumble.
民數記講到神好討厭呢啲冇建設性嘅投訴。
In Numbers, God it tells us that God hates unconstructive complaints.
當神聽夠呢一啲嘅埋怨嘅時候，聖經話佢神好極為憤怒。
When God had heard enough the complaints from His people, the Bible tells us that God was exceedingly angry.
第一節話到神咧就，火咧嚟到咧喺燒，嚟到燒呢一啲嘅營地，由呢個營邊開始嚟到燒。
In verse one, God sent fire to burn them, starting from the outskirts of the camp.
33節嘅時候講到神咧就用最嚴厲嘅一啲瘟疫嚟到擊殺呢一班以色列人。
And he also sent a severe plague to strike them in verse 33.
你會話神啊，使唔使咁嬲啊？你投訴啊，使唔使咁嬲啊？
Why God is so angry about complaining? They are just simply complaining.
喺20節嗰度講到神點解咁嬲嘅原因。
In verse 20, God gives us the reason.
佢對我班投訴嘅人話：你哋其實係厭棄我住喺你哋中間。
God gives the reason to them. They said, "You have rejected the Lord who is among you."
當我哋去投訴，我哋唔滿意神俾我哋所有嘅，我哋可能係懷疑緊神嘅好意。
When we complain about what God has given us.It means we question His kindness.
同樣嘅，當我哋唔滿意去投訴神冇俾我哋一啲嘢嘅時候，或者我哋其實就拒絕緊佢喺我哋嘅人生裏邊，我唔需要你帶領我。
When we complain about what God has not given us, it means we are rejecting His leadership in our lives.
冇基礎嘅投訴可能意味著我哋好想我自己獨斷獨行，好想我自己行我自己嘅路，好想神我同你各走各路。
So grounded complaints may mean that we want to live the way we want. We want to live without God.
或者你以為神用火同埋瘟疫嚟到懲罰呢一班以色列人，好似好嚴重咁。
You might think that the fire and the plague were too severe of a punishment from God.
如果摩西冇求神嚟到憐憫呢一班以色列人嘅時候，所有嘅人喺營地裏面都會完全被殺死。
If Moses did not ask God for mercy, all the people in the camp would probably have been killed.
但你冇谂过，你有冇谂过，如果神真系答应呢一班以色列民嗰个投诉嗰个愿望，会出现啲咩情景
？But have you ever thought about what would have happened to the Israelites if God really granted their wishes？
既然呢班以色列人话我唔想你神带领我嘅时候，神可以放手，我唔理啦，我不管，我唔理。
So imagine that God did leave and let the Israelites went on their own。
如果你冇神嘅时候，佢哋点做啊？
So what could they do without God?
選擇一，可能翻去埃及。如果佢哋夠膽翻去的話
，Option one is they walk back to Egypt if they dare to.
翻到嘅時候，可能啲埃及人都會俾一餐好豐富嘅一餐佢食，可能有魚有菜，但都可能係最後一餐。
They might have fish or vegetables, but that could be their last meal.
話呢班嘅埃及人同埋法老點會忘記喺幾日前？神將他們所有的長子全部殺了。
The Pharaoh and all Egyptians, they would never forget how God brought the death to all their firstborn sons.
這班的埃及人恨這些以色列人恨到入骨，你回來就對了，鋸力。
They hate the Israelites so much, they would devour them immediately.
第二個選擇就是這班以色列人沒有神的時候，就自己走去那個不知道什麼地方的神說有一塊的天堂那個地方。
Well, option two is for the Israelites, they can walk to the unknown paradise.
但他們沒有瑪拿了，沒有水，連個地圖都沒有，更加沒有 GPS， 他們很快就會在沙漠那裡熱死。
But imagine without the manna, without water and without map, they will most likely die in the, very soon, quickly in the hot desert.
或者你讀到這裡的時候，你看到那個投訴那種的傳染力幾大。
Maybe now you have seen the contagious power of complaining.
當一個人去投訴的時候，很容易引起其他人，很多人都開始去投訴。
When one complains, it can easily cause the others to start complaining and stumble.
可能有幾個人在教會裡面開始投訴的時候，會整個整個教會都變成很喜歡投訴那種的習慣。
A few grumbling people in the church, they may cause many to develop a complaining attitude.
一個很喜歡投訴的父親可以很容易引致他們的兒女都變成很容易埋怨。
Just like a grumbling father can easily cause his children to grumble too.
我認識一個大學生，他在中國住的，他告訴我，他父親就是一個很喜歡投訴的人。
I know a college student in China, she told me that her father is a grumbler.
他投訴，他父親投訴他過去的那個成長不好，他現在的他太太、他的女兒對他不好，他住的地方太窮太偏僻不好。
The father complains about his past, his low salary, his wife, his daughter, and also the rural community they live in. It is poor.
慢慢我都感覺到這個大學生他自己都變成一個很愛投訴的人。
And gradually, from my observation, this college student also started to become a grumbler.
當然他投訴他父親啊。
Of course, he complained about his father.
他投訴住在一個咁窮的地方，投訴沒有機會去接受一些好一點的教育，投訴只是一個女仔，投訴她沒有前途，投訴這個中國裡面那種污衊的手那些做法。
She whines about living in poverty, about no opportunity for better education, about being a female, about her future, and about the corruption in China.
當我想幫助她的時候，想幫她改變這個習慣的時候，她開始向我投訴。
When I try to give her advice,She then start to complain about me too.
投訴你都不明白我的，你是一個男人，你是高級知識分子，你住在一個很有錢的國家，你沒有一個破碎的家庭。
She complains that I don't understand her, that I'm a male, that I am highly educated, that I live in a wealthy country, that I do not have a broken family.
事實上當你有一個愛投訴的習慣的時候，在你周圍的人都會受到影響。
Indeed, if you have a complaining attitude, everyone around you will be affected.
所以當我們要去投訴的時候，或者我們要想一想，去檢查一下我們自己那個動機是什麼。
So before you complain, maybe examine your motives.
可能當你要投訴的時候，你對目前的環境不喜歡，你再去投訴，但可能其他人覺得沒問題的，那你會想一想，究竟我投訴這個動機會不會是出於我自己的驕傲，我自己的自我。
So for example, if only you have the problem that everyone else, they are fine, they do not have the same complaint, maybe it is you are the one that have the problem.
或者家庭在教會裡面，你去想的時候，如果我不去爆發這個投訴的時候，會不會神更加喜悅呢？
You may also consider if there may be, you know, pleasing to God, you know, for me to stop complaining in my family.
最後我們來看的時候，就是說當我們面對投訴的時候，我們怎樣去面對它。
So now let's see how should we deal with complaints.
基督徒你有沒有想過應不應該投訴呢？
So as Christians, have you ever thought, should we complain?
因為我們讀到腓立比書二章十四節的時候說，凡事你要做的都不要發怨言，不要投訴，不要起爭論。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 14 it says, do everything without grumbling or arguing.
好像聖經告訴我們，你不要投訴啊。
It seems like the Bible is asking us not to complain.
但我想這一節經文可能告訴我們，如果沒有建設性的投訴，會很容易引起爭吵，會損害人與人之間的關係，損害人與神之間的關係，或者是弄致這個情況的環境更差更壞的時候，我們
不會做。 But I think these words actually is addressing the unconstructive grumbling that causes arguing or damaging relationships and sometimes even make a situation worse.
當以色列人去投訴的時候，你們去哪裡投訴啊？
When the Israelites complain, where do they go?
就去摩西那裡。
They went to Moses.
他們不敢直接去神那裡投訴。
They dare not to complain to God directly.
他們去摩西那裡投訴，因為他們知道摩西是他們這次出埃及這次逃難的首領，就去那裡投訴。
They went to Moses because they know that Moses is the leader.
摩西被人投訴的時候，他亦都係好嬲，好憂傷。
When Moses heard their complaints, he was angry and also very depressed.
佢能夠點做？
What could he do?
冇嘢好做。
Nothing.
除咗走去神嗰度投訴。
Except he ran to God to complain.
有時諗下神真係好慘。
Sometimes I think it's hard for God.
個個被人投訴嘅神嗰度。
Everyone will come to God for to complain.
你讀嘅時候，摩西嘅投訴比班以色列人更長、更大聲。
When you can read that Moses' complaint was even longer and louder than the Israelites.
或者你諗哇，咁神應該重重咁嚟到罰摩西。
So you may expect God would punish Moses even more.
班以色列人都唔敢嚟我度投訴，你摩西走嚟我度投訴。
So even the Israelites they dare not to complain to me, but you, Moses, you dare to.
但神冇罰到摩西，究竟係點解咧？
But God did not punish Moses. Why?
我哋不妨嚟到睇一睇摩西佢投訴嘅時候，記載喺11-15。
Now let's look at what Moses complained about in verse 11-15.
或者你哋都平做一睇一睇摩西嘅投訴係咪有係咪咁真實，係咪有事實嘅證明
？Maybe you can be the judge to see if Moses' complaint is legitimate.
摩西第一個投訴話：你即係神啊！神啊，你點解嚟到苦待我呢個仆人
？The first complaint of Moses is, God, why have you brought this trouble to me？
事實上係神堅持摩西要帶領呢一班以色列人嚟到出埃及。
The truth of the fact is, it was God who insisted that Moses to lead the Israelites.
摩西冇申請話我想做呢份工。
Moses did not apply for the job.
事實上，摩西喺呢個何烈山嘅時候，同神話：我唔掂噶，佢唔好叫我去啊。
The fact is, Moses rejected the leadership job earlier on Mount Horeb.
第二個摩西嘅投訴，佢話：我點解喺你眼前無恩？即係話神啊，你點解唔美歡我啫？你竟然咧將呢個管理百姓嘅重擔擺我身上。
The second complaint is, what have I done to displease you?That you put the burden of all these people on me.
摩西話：我做錯啲乜嘢？你咁唔喜歡我，以致到呢班人喺度嚟到投訴我。
Moses says, "What have I done wrong that all these Israelites will come to complain about me on me?"
事實上，你睇嘅時候喺呢一個旅程裏面，摩西都係按住神嗰個嘅指示嚟到去做，冇做錯一啲任何嘅錯處嚟到令神高興。
And the fact is, so far on the journey, Moses had followed God's instructions exactly and did not make any mistakes that displeased God.
第三個投訴，摩西話：呢啲百姓係我懷嘅胎咧，豈係我生出來嘅咧
？The third complaint: Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth?
摩西唔係佢哋阿爸嚟噶啦，而神先至係話，因為神係做人嘅。
Moses was not their father; God was, since God created them.
然後摩西又話。你點解同我講要將我哋抱喺懷裏面，好似苦肉嘅父親咁嚟到抱住吃奶嘅嬰孩，直到去呢一個迦南地，去呢個應許之地。
And why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath to their ancestors？
你睇事實上係點啊？摩西喺呢一個米甸40年，佢做乜嘢啫？佢係做牧羊。
So the fact is, Moses was a shepherd by profession for 40 years in Midian.
忽然間神叫他做保姆啊，嚟到管住呢一班又中意大吵大鬧，比嗰啲街邊嗰啲頑童仲差嘅。
And then God asked him to become a babysitter to take care of these whining, bad-tempered Israelites.
然後最後摩西投訴話：我喺邊度揾啲肉俾呢啲百姓食啊？
And the final complaint is, where can I get meat for all these people?
好明顯，摩西冇呢個能力嚟到去揾到呢一啲肉俾呢啲百姓食。
And obviously, Moses has no power to provide them meat.
摩西其實係解釋俾神聽，佢冇能力改變呢一個現狀。
Moses was trying to explain to God that why he could not do anything to change the situation.
雖然咧，摩西嘅語氣咧差啲啊，摩西嚟到投訴嘅時候，佢唔能夠掩飾佢自己嗰種憤怒。我仲係失望，但係你同時睇嘅時候，摩西其實係同神商量緊有咩解決嘅方法。
So although we can see that the tone of Moses' complaint it is strong, and that shows his frustrations and his disappointment, but he was actually trying to negotiate with God to find a solution.
Moses actually is learning how to talk to God when he has a correct attitude.
And you can see that Moses was actually learning how to have a right attitude to negotiate with God.
但整體來說的時候，看到摩西的投訴其實是很按住事實，很有建設性，而不是為自己。
So, but in general, you can see that Moses' complaint was factual, constructive, and it is not selfish.
因為時間的問題，我們不可以去咁詳細講到神怎樣解決這個環境。
Because of time, we cannot go into details on how God solved the situation.
簡單來說，神就是俾呢一班以色列人嗰個願望嚟到達到每日嘅菜單加一味，就係鵪鶉。
You can see that God is trying to address Moses' request that he simply give them one extra the supply of extra food that is to provide them quail. New menu.
然後神又亦都選七十個長老出嚟幫助摩西嚟到分擔佢嘅工作。而呢一七十個長老，神亦都派聖靈嚟到加佢哋嘅力量。
And also the heavy burden on Moses' shoulder that about leading and managing that is the burden was now they solved by they chose 70 elders right to help Moses to manage.
當一個紛爭發生嘅時候，好多時候我哋嘅人性就去埋怨。
When there is conflict.Then we try our human nature is trying to complain.
好多時候我哋聽到人會話有紛爭嘅時候，佢哋會話我冇做過啊。
Whenever a dispute occurs, we always think that I didn't do it.
或者話呢個唔係我嘅錯。
Or we'll say it is not my fault.
或者話係你開人哋先。
Or we'll say you started it.
我哋睇到好多時候冇建設性嘅投訴唔能夠解決問題。
So we can see that unconstructive grumbling cannot solve the problem.
我哋信徒嘅時候，我哋知道呢個係神嘅心意。神好喜歡當有紛爭出現嘅時候，我哋坐低去揾解決嘅方法。
So as Christian, we should know that God would like us to seek a solution when there is a dispute.
當有問題出現嘅時候，神好喜歡我哋去揾解決嘅方法，以至到可以我哋繼續向前走。
So that after we find a solution to our problem, so that we can move on with our lives.
所以當有紛爭要解決嘅有出現嘅時候，或者我哋可以考慮有一啲嘅步驟去做。
So there are steps that we can take to whenever a dispute arises.
首先咧，我哋去好即係好嚴肅咁啊嚟到去到神嘅面前嚟到求神俾我哋一個解決嘅方法。
First, we can come to God to seriously to ask for a solution.
然後我哋同嗰啲有呢個問題有關嘅人士，可能你太太、你丈夫、你嘅兒女坐低一齊去傾，去揾一個解決嘅方法。
Second, we may sit down with all the parties that involved, maybe your spouse, your children, or anyone, and sit down and listen to one another.
直至到有解決方法揾到嘅時候，我哋繼續去討論。
And then we can talk sincerely to find a solution.
然後有解決方法嘅時候，大家就一齊好決心嚟到執行。
So when we find a solution, then we will commit to carry out the solution.
今日對於我哋讀到呢一個投訴人同人傳俾人嘅，我哋學到啲乜嘢
？So what have we learned today about the contagious complaining?
投訴可以變成係冇建設性。如果我哋講嘅，我哋要投訴嘅內容係冇基礎。
Complaining is unconstructive if what we say is groundless.
投訴可以係冇建設性，如果我哋只係美化。我哋嘅過去。
Complaining is unconstructive if we only romanticize the past.
投訴係冇建設性，如果我哋只係將我哋而家冇嘅嘢，我哋嚟到理想化佢。
Or when we try to idolize what we don't have.
或者我哋對於神俾已經我哋有嘅，神俾咗我哋嘅，我哋唔滿意，亦都係冇建設性。
Or we are not happy or satisfied with what God has provided us.
神冇禁止我哋去投訴。
God did not stop us from complaining.
但我哋要学识点样去将一啲冇建设性嘅投诉变为有益，变为有建设性。
But we need to learn to turn the unconstructive complaining into something that is constructive and helpful.
摩西系我哋一个好好嘅学习嘅榜样。
Moses is a very good example that we should learn, we should follow.
你可以话佢向神投诉过好多次。
You can say that he complained to God many times.
但他慢慢學識了正確的態度。
And he gradually learned the right attitude.
以至到你讀到出埃及記第33章11節的時候，聖經咁話，摩西或者講神同埋摩西可以面對面地到説話，好像人同埋朋友説話一樣。
So in Exodus 33:11, it says that God could talk to Moses face to face like a friend.
乜嘢係最正確嘅態度嚟到同神去講我哋嘅境況
？So what is the right attitude to talk about our situation to God？
我諗第一個好重要嘅關鍵係，我哋一定要相信神俾我哋嘅係最好。
The most important thing is the first thing is we should truly believe that God has given us the best。
神俾我哋係最好。
神 ，God will give us the best。
乜嘢最好
咧 ？What is the best？
最好唔係根據我哋自己嗰個願望嘅清單嚟到去定乜嘢最好。
Well, the best does not mean that is according to our wish list。
最好係講到神認為呢一個係最好嘅環境俾我哋，因為神知道我哋咁嘅環境，我哋可以應付到，我哋可以享受到。
The best refers to what is the most appropriate circumstance that we can handle and enjoy。
最好係講到神認為呢一個最好嘅機會俾我哋去訓練。練習我哋，以致到我哋得到一啲嘅品性，係喺我哋嘅生命上好重要。
The best also means the best opportunities to train us up for the qualities that we need in life。
當你有問題嘅時候，或者有問題嘅時候，我哋唔去做一啲唔建設性嘅投訴。
So when you have problem, instead of complaining unconstructively，
我哋倒不如走到去耶穌嘅面前嚟到。話俾耶穌聽，因為我哋知道耶穌係曾經喺聖經裏面稱嗰啲信徒為朋友。
But instead, we should just go and tell Jesus, because in Bible, tell us that God, Jesus called us His friends.
喺等下我哋要唱嘅回應詩歌裏面，嗰首歌係講到我哋要告訴耶穌。
Later we will sing the response hymn that says, "I must tell Jesus."
我哋話俾耶穌聽，我哋個處境係點乜樣，神會幫我哋去。找一些解決的方法。
We must go to Jesus and tell him what we are going through right now, and Jesus will give us the solution.
我們一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主你的天父，我們感謝你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
讓我們讀到《民數記》一段的經文。
Allow us to study from Numbers.
求你檢查我們的心。
May you examine our hearts.
以至到我們每一天所過的生活都是合乎神的心意。
So that we know how to live a life that is pleasing to you.
以致到我哋成為一個真正嘅自由人。
So that we can be a real, really free person.
我哋知道乜嘢係適合我哋，乜嘢係唔適合我哋。
We will know and what is right for us, what is not.
天父，我哋感謝你，基督奉主耶穌基督名求。
We thank Father. We pray all this in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen.